I mean, you're a producer, musician, everything, and you're down to earth, something like that. You make million records and sell it. But you tweet something to on Twitter, you bring the fans to the studio. So why, Miami? Not everybody's doing that.
Yeah.
Why are you so down to earth if you get so special, man?
Well, I believe that we're all human beings, you know, and I believe that when you live, when you have a good life, or when you have a life that you love, I think the best thing that you could possibly do is actually share it, you know? So, you know, there's a lot of people, actually all the people that are in this room right now, they are really the result of my desire to share my experience that I have. And hopefully in sharing that experience, I can inspire other young people to want to live their dreams,
Cool.
You know?
Yeah, education is the pathway to the achievement of the American dream.
Yes.
What did you expect out of the American dream, and at what point are you now?
Well, I believe that the achievement of the American dream is when your passion is your profession.
Okay.
And so for me, I'm living my passion every single day, and I can actually say that I'm a professional. Six O's on the left side of a decimal.
Yeah, that was always something I wanted to come to. It's,
yes.
If you could remember the time when you started to become interested in a career in entertainment and becoming a professional musician.
When was it that I decided I wanted to be professional?
Yeah.
Well,
I
always was encouraged by my father to complete my education, complete my studies.
Yeah.
And when I completed, when I started my studies at Harvard, I was introduced to the music and the career and the story of Stevie Wonder, who I find to be fascinating and incredible.
Yeah.
And I think most people in the world would find him fascinating and incredible.
Yeah.
And one of the major discoveries that I made was that he released his first album when he was 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And there I was in my mid-teens, interested in following in the footsteps of this titan of creativity. And I called my father and said, "Hey, Dad, I'm in my mid-teens and I'm 4 or 5 years behind Stevie Wonder. So if I want to even have a chance of competing, I have to do everything that I can and invest all my time in music." And that's what I did at that very moment. And I haven't looked back since.
All right. And
last year, your basket case was stolen here in Cologne. You know, how was your feeling at first? And could you tell me what was inside that made it so special?
I have to pass on that question.
You said we got to learn from each other in 1994. Is that related to your idea of music?
Yes.
Yeah.
In 1994. So you've been following on YouTube. You know that interview, huh?
Yeah, but
I was a little baby boy.
I started to work on hip hop also in sociology in the 90s. So
wow. Okay.
That's why I think.
Great.
It's also a question.
Yes, it is. It is.
R&B, for example, represents black. Power,
does R&B represent black power?
Somehow. I don't know. Related to your idea.
That's interesting. Well, I think that any form of unrestricted expression represents power. And it represents the power of the people when someone is able to express something that others may not have the courage to express. So I believe in the empowerment of people through unrestricted expression, whether that's black power, Asian power, Indian power, Arab power. I believe that when someone has the courage to stand up and say something which may not be the predominant thinking of a culture, that is the moment when others who may be feeling the same thing have the opportunity to stand with that person. And that's when you see, you know, tens of thousands of people in stadiums singing along when they're touched.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
you have visited Harvard University, as I know, and don't you feel being proud of coming from a university which is so, you know, unique and elite in the world and known for probably best university in the world? How are you feeling that?
Well, I feel like great.
Hey, how is Les is More related to your name, Les?
How is Les is More related to my name? Think about it.
Hey, but how do you work with it? How do you connect it to your name?
How do I connect it with my name?
It is
my name.
Yeah, I know.
Leslie.
Les is More is an album that is still not coming out. What is the problem?
Yes, because it's more. It's more than...
It's more than Les.
Yes, more than Les, right? No.
Okay, it's more than you. No. Whatever.
Yes, well, I mean, it is more than me. I mean, it's the culmination of everything that has inspired any piece of music I've ever written. The culmination of everything that's inspired the visual pieces that I make, because the album is a visual album. It's not just music. I've actually directed 7 videos so far from the album, 3 of which have already achieved over 1 million views on YouTube, because here's the opportunity for me, who was initially restricted by a record company. I bought my independence, and now Leslie, or R. Les, as you may have known him before, has so many other facets. I'm so much more multidimensional and multifaceted than I've ever been able to express before. So here's the opportunity for me to express it for the world.
All right.
That's the correlation between the album title and what I'm doing.
Okay, good. And how do you get your inspiration?
Dead or Alive, with whom you want to, would you work next, Dead or Alive?
Dead or alive, who would I want to collaborate with?
Maybe this is a sociologist.
No, this is a very important question.
Okay.
And we need to be reverent here. Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
Moment. Michael Jackson.
Okay. Dead or alive. Okay. And how do you get the inspiration
Bob
for
Marley.
Your music? Okay, I'm sorry. Emerson.
And Whitney Houston.
Who? Whitney Houston.
John Lennon.
Okay, good. Elvis Presley.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Okay.
I think that.
Okay.
There's a lot more, but since they're all past, and to do that many moments of silence, it takes a very long time.
Hey, but how do you get the inspiration for your music?
Life.
In so many studio atmospheres, but is it really from life?
Yes,
it's always from
life.
The studio.
Look where I am right now.
Yeah.
I'm here right now.
Yeah,
I'm in Cologne, Germany.
But,
there's a new experience that's taken from every city that I visit. Every person that I meet, even your style, you never know. It may actually appear in a song. You never know. You have a certain level of inspiration.
Frankfurt
style.
How was the feeling doing Started Up with Kanye, Fabulous in the studio? Just describe the feeling with one word with all these artists.
Great.
All right, that's it. Okay, thank you.
Did we get everything?
Hey, should we meet up after the concert? We are staying here.
Let's make a photo together.
Hey, but let's stay in touch.
Yes,
whatever.
Sir. Let's stay in touch, yeah. If you want to send us more questions, you can reach out Mr. Medovic here. And you can send us more questions if you feel like you
need it. I'll give you my email.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Do you have something to write with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a pen.
There you go.
Just
perfect.
Here's the email.
I sent you the audio.
Send me everything you need.
Yeah.
Questions, whatever.
Yeah, it's late. Nice.
Yeah.
I sent you the audio and
just send it to Paco. He'll send it to me.
Yeah, I'll CC him on everything. Everything's on.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Did you get a picture with Ryan?
No,
Oh my god.
Do you have a camera? This is awesome.
You got it?
I got it.
All right, good.
Funny, eh?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, freut mich.
We anyways gonna give you 15 minutes later to stage time.